1017 The Hammer, 1017thehammer.com. Continue to roll out those texts about your thoughts on the Purdue's loss at Maryland, 765-447-4080. I want to talk a little Big Ten basketball plus Purdue women's basketball with Chris Vosters from the Big Ten Network. He and Vera Jones will be on the call Thursday night when Sharon Versip's crew hosts Minnesota at Mackey Arena. And Chris joins us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Duff. Good to hear from you and Stu. It's great to be on your show.
Hey, I know you're stuck out in traffic somewhere in this great state of Indiana, so we need the traffic report. Traffic report's on the 16, so make it the 17. What do you got for us?
Well, I wish I could be the bearer of better news, but there was a jackknife semi on I-65 southbound that really put a damper on my travel plans and that of several other people passing through on I-65. So it took out about 30 feet of guardrail by my estimation, and I actually saw the 18-wheeler, and it was pretty mangled. So I hope that everyone's okay first and foremost, but traffic is flowing now, so I think that the highway crews have cleaned it up. But all good on my end, all things considered. But next time I pass through West Lafayette, I'll be sure to leave earlier so I can avoid any possible pitfalls and get into the studio to see you guys in person.
Well, Chris, yeah, I'm excited to have you on the show. Obviously, to me and you, but our listeners don't know. I worked with Chris. How many seasons did we do up there, Chris? Was it two or was it three?
I think it was two seasons. Yeah, two seasons of high school football up in the Saginaw Valley League, which is the mid-Michigan area for people who aren't familiar. Stuart and I were both up there. That's where my career took me for about 3.5 years, and of course, Stuart is a native of that part of the state. So it was a great time, man. I loved calling high school football with you. You know the game in such an in-depth way, and I learned so much from calling games with you. And it was just a lot of fun to see the young talent in the state on its way up the pipeline, so to speak.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We, you know, that was really cool. Me and Chris took it very serious. It wasn't just some, hey, we're going to call a couple high school games and hang out and eat some of the pizza at halftime type deal. You know, I mean, we studied, and it was, you know, it was tough. I mean, we had a lot of stuff that we had to do and really enjoy. We actually had a chance to do a college game, which was really cool. The Northwood Ashland game, I think it was, wasn't it, Chris?
Yeah, and Ashland had that quarterback,
yes,
who just threw the lights out of the place. And, yeah, that was a lot of fun, too. But the memory that I'll never forget, Stuart, of doing games with you, we called a lot of games at the Midland, Michigan Community Stadium, which was a high school field. But it was a great facility, that, you know, the press box and everything. And there was a glass window right in front of our broadcast position where we would see the field and stuff like that. And I'll never forget Stuart, as we were calling the game, you know, we were on the radio, so it's not like we had a teleprompter or anything that the audience could see Stuart draw plays on or anything like that. But you would always kind of visualize on this glass window what the defenses were doing or the routes that the receivers were running, and I would always watch, and it was such a great visual for me to see how you were breaking the play down, and that was really cool. That was one of the things I loved about doing games with you, man.
Well, thanks, Chris. Yeah, I actually am remembering now. I'm like doing like this, and, you know, I like to use my hands,
yeah,
when I talk, so Clayton's over here laughing about this thing, but yeah, I can remember, well, this guy does this, and I've covered four in there, and I'm moving stuff around. Chris's head's probably like spinning, you know, because I'm going a million miles an hour. So, no, Chris, I'm glad you're on the show, and obviously, you know, a lot of respect for you and what you're doing. And, you know, maybe tell us a little bit about what you think about this Purdue women's basketball team.
Well, I tell you what, I think the women's basketball team has got a great coach in Sharon Versip, and a lot like the men's program, honestly, you know, they just play a tough, hard-nosed brand of basketball. They recruit the state of Indiana really well, and they're consistently in the top half of a really competitive Big Ten conference. With the women's team in particular, the defense really has been the calling card for this team this season, and they've got a five-star recruit who's now a junior and has grown really well into the program under Coach Versip. Her name is Ariana Harris, and she's a post player and is the reigning Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year and has a really good shot, to be perfectly candid, to repeat and become Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year for a second year in a row. So she really anchors things down low and inside. She's a fantastic shot blocker. And, again, like the men's side of things in the Big Ten women's basketball season is a grind. You play 18 conference games. The men play 20. But either way, there's a lot of depth to the conference this year, and there are really no easy matchups. So the women's basketball team right now is sitting 7-6 in conference with, in a nutshell, or maybe in some lesser conferences, that just looks and sounds mediocre. But in the Big Ten, that's a really impressive mark. They're fifth place in the conference right now. They've got a really good shot to earn a bye in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. And, again, the way the conference has played out this year on the women's side, any team has a shot to beat any other team in the conference, depending on location and circumstance and injury and the whole kit and caboodle. So it's been a great year, both on men's and women's side of things for basketball this year in the conference.
Chatting with Chris Vosters, the play-by-play guy for the Big Ten Network on the Wings, etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Chris will be on the call tomorrow night for Purdue and Minnesota at Mackey Arena. And Chris, you mentioned the conference standings. Really an important week for Purdue, being in that kind of log jam there between, you know, 7-5 and 7-6 and 6-7, which Minnesota is. So that's the game Thursday, and then Purdue has what I think Northwestern on Sunday. So really two good opportunities here to kind of break out of that log jam in the middle of the league.
No doubt, and I tell you what, you know, Mackey Arena is just a tremendous home court advantage no matter who's playing there. And the women's basketball team is 12-2 at Mackey this year. I mean, the fans come out. They know the sport. They know the players. What else would you expect, right? I mean, it's basketball in the state of Indiana. So Purdue's got an outstanding advantage no matter who they're playing, simply just by playing on their home court this year. Maybe Purdue's best game of the season was last month when they took down the number 17-ranked team in the country at the time, Iowa, who's a serious contender for the Big Ten championship this year. They have the likely national player of the year on their team this year in Megan Gustafson. And they went into Mackey Arena last month and just kind of got the life snuffed out of them. I mean, Purdue really plays a suffocating brand of defense. You know, they know how to take away a team's periphery players, you know, really the supporting cast for any given team, as was the case in particular with Iowa. So definitely with I think three of their next four games at home, I think Purdue has a really good chance to rack up some wins and head into the Big Ten tournament in the beginning of March with a good head of steam.
Well, Chris, let's switch focus now to the men's side. And after last night, you know, Purdue wins that game. They sit number one alone on top of the Big Ten. But, you know, tough second half against Maryland, they lose. Obviously, Michigan going down to Penn State. Michigan State against your, and also just so the listeners know, you are a Wisconsin alumni. What are you thinking for this Big Ten? Who you liking? And just give us your thoughts on who might take this thing home.
Well, I tell you what, I think I really will stick with my guns here and say that the two teams that I still think are the best in the Big Ten were pretty much the two teams, the best teams in the Big Ten when the season began, and that's Michigan and Michigan State. I think if you're Purdue in particular, there are two ways to look at the game last night against Maryland. You know, one is you really didn't lose that much ground, you know, because Michigan and Wisconsin also lost. You know, of course, then there's the other way of looking at it, and that is you can see it as a missed opportunity to pick up ground on Wisconsin and Maryland and Michigan if you had, of course, won that game. But, I mean, I tell you what, the conference is deep this year. I mean, parity is a word that is thrown around a lot when talking about college sports in particular, and it almost becomes cliche, but I think that totally rings true with the Big Ten this year. Just on any given night, you can see a team jump up and beat a higher-ranked team, and I think that was really case in point last night in a lot of ways. So, you know, I still think that Michigan, Michigan State are the two conference favorites, even with that loss last night for Michigan. It was a screwy game. I mean, with John Beilein getting ejected at the end of the first half like that, I still don't think that it's really a sign of any weakness on the part of the Wolverines. So, I mean, with two games remaining in the conference schedule between Michigan and Michigan State, I think that's pretty much going to settle the score with who wins the Big Ten regular season this year. But I tell you what, when you've got a guy like Carson Edwards on your team, I mean, and a guy who's just capable of dropping a 30-piece game to game, you're never really out of it if you're Purdue.
Now, last question here. MVP of the league. Player of the year.
Oh, player of the year. Gosh, that's tough. You know, listen, as you said, Stuart, I'm a Wisconsin Badger graduate. I'm a proud Wisconsin fan. And so I would like, with all of my heart, honestly, to say that Ethan Happ is the player of the year in the Big Ten. And I think he's still got a really good shot of at least being in the top two or three. But, man, if you saw the game last night, the guy just cannot hit his free throws. And it's crippling, honestly, for Wisconsin late in games, to the point where on the broadcast last night, the announcers were speculating, does Wisconsin take Ethan Happ out in a late-game situation when things are close and the game is decided at the free throw line? So, you know, as much as I would like to say Ethan Happ is the player of the year in the Big Ten, he became the fourth player in conference history last night to amass 2,000 points and 1,000 rebounds in his career. You know, I would strongly consider Carson Edwards for player of the year, especially if Purdue catches fire here. You know, maybe they, you know, kind of circle the wagons after a tough road loss to Maryland, go on a bit of a run, win out perhaps. You know, if that happens, I could absolutely see Carson Edwards getting a lot of votes for player of the year. I would also put Cassius Winston, the point guard for Michigan State, in the mix as well. Just seeing the plays that he made last night on the road against Wisconsin to really help trigger that Michigan State team that loves to run the floor and plays really good defense as well, I would certainly think that he would be in the mix too.
Well, Chris, again, thank you so much for coming on. Drive safe, and we'll talk to you very soon.
That sounds good, guys. And I know you're probably up against a break, but let me get you out on this. For all the Purdue fans out there, if you haven't already, make sure you check out the new documentary that the Big Ten Network just released about the 1999 Purdue women's basketball team, the last Big Ten women's basketball team to win a national championship. It's called Passion and Perseverance, the story of the 1999 Purdue women's basketball team. You can stream it online on btn2go.com, and it's a fantastically well-done documentary. Great highlights, great interviews. If you're a fan of Purdue athletics, you will absolutely love this documentary. It's very well done, so check it out.
No doubt about it. Chris, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Have a great call tomorrow night.
All right, guys, appreciate it. We'll be in touch. Be good.
Chris Vosters, Big Ten Network. It's an emotional show. I don't think you guys have watched it yet. Very emotional watching that. Very good, very emotional.
When we come back, I got a kind of a funny story between Chris and Robbie Hummel. They did a game together
All right.
a couple years ago.
Awesome. We'll do it next.